The fuselage door was fully open. Strapped in so that they wouldn't fall when the machine would bank, John Rourke and his wife crouched beside the opening, Rourke with his German field glasses to his eyes, scanning for some sign of wreckage, and most importantly, a sign of Kroenberg in a life raft. Emma was monitoring a transponder, identical to that in the cockpit, the latter homing them toward the signal. In the distance, skimming over the water, V-Stahl fighter bombers from the Paladin were streaking through the sky, following the same signal.
General Rourke, sir. Permission to ask a question?
Fire away, Lieutenant.
Well, sir, how did my transponder and that portable unit wind up getting set for the identical frequency this downed aircraft would be broadcasting its distress signal on?
Ever heard the expression that in intelligence work there's no such thing as a coincidence?
No, sir.
Well, you've heard it now.
Yes, sir.
Emma, like the rescue chopper's co-pilot navigator, was in continuous radio contact with the leader of the V-Stahl squadron. The V-Stahl's working triangulations off the signal from the downed aircraft, the Paladin and the ML King Jr. working triangulations as well. It should be only seconds before there was a fix on the position.
John, we've got him. The pilot and I both have the position, and so does the leader of the search planes from the Paladin.
Before John Rourke could speak, the helicopter banked hard to starboard.
How close are we?
About 90 seconds from the fix.
Emma and a corpsman were already getting the winch ready to retrieve Kroenberg.
We've got a visual on a man in the water. No raft, about 10 degrees to starboard. Looks like he's got some unpleasant company, too.
Sharks, Lieutenant?
Aye, sir.
Make best speed to the man in the water. Is there any armament aboard this craft?
Negative, sir. Just individual small arms, cartridge pistols, and one energy rifle in the event we had to ditch.
Monitor my transmission constantly until we've got the man in the water aboard, Lieutenant. If he's in danger from sharks, you'll have to provide me with as steady a firing platform as possible.
Aye, General.
Rourke raised the binoculars to his eyes, sweeping them to the right along the horizon. He spotted a man in the water, the flash of a pistol shot in the twilight, then another.
About 20 seconds, John.
I don't know if there's going to be enough time.
Rourke let the binoculars drop to his chest on their neck strap, working the HK's bolt and bringing the rifle to his shoulder. There was a single 20-round magazine, filled with the German copies of his favorite 7.62 NATO cartridge, Federal's 165-grain boat tail. Rourke could see shark fins in the water surrounding Kroenberg. Whether or not Kroenberg had already been struck was uncertain, but doubtful. If blood had been drawn, there would be a feeding frenzy, and Kroenberg would already have been torn to shreds.
Give me that stable firing platform now, Lieutenant.
Aye, sir.
The shark which he shot bounced up in the water in the direction of the bullet's travel, rolling belly up for the merest instant as the others in the pack came at it, a feeding frenzy started by the blood in the water. The shark John Rourke had shot was one of those furthest away from Kroenberg.
Close in, Lieutenant.
Aye, sir.
Be ready to get him in quickly.
As they started the winch, Rourke braced himself as much as he could against the movement of the helicopter and drew the Model 629 from the flap holster at his hip. With the Metalife Custom 629 in Rourke's right hand, loaded with 180-grain JHPs from the old Federal recipe, Rourke followed the movement of the feeding frenzy through the water, lest it come too close to Kroenberg.
He looks okay, General.
Keep as steady as you can in case I'm forced to fire again.
Steady as she gets, sir.
Right, Lieutenant. Emma, lower the winch.
Lowering now.
How's he doing?
So far, so good. He looks okay. He's slipping into the harness. We've got him. Pull her up, sailor.
Aye, aye, ma'am.
One of the sharks was starting for Kroenberg, Kroenberg's lower body still in the water. John Rourke couldn't take the chance.
Watch your ears.
The other sharks were coming toward the fresh kill, toward the scent of the blood in the water. Too close to Kroenberg. Kroenberg's legs were still partially in the water. Kroenberg's feet were above the water now, but one of the sharks lunged upward. The bullet struck the creature, and the shark spiraled into the water, the others in the pack tearing at its flesh before it was fully down. Kroenberg swung free.
Get out of here, Lieutenant, now!
Aye, aye, sir.
John Rourke holstered the revolver, closing the flap, then reached over the side toward Kroenberg's body. Otto Kroenberg, as Rourke and his wife grabbed at the man's shoulders, looked up. Clutched in his right hand, its slide open was the Walther P-38.
It's gonna need a good cleaning, Lieutenant General.
You saved my life! All of you! But especially you! I could see you here in the doorway!
Yeah, it seemed like a good idea at the time.